vice president. As the minister is not here, it will be the Congolese ambassador who will deliver the statement on behalf of our country. Vice President, High Commissioner for Refugees, ladies and gentlemen, heads of delegations, delegates. As I take the floor on behalf of the government of the Republic of Congo in this, the 72nd session of the Executive Committee for the High Commissioner's Programme, obviously, our thoughts go towards the thousands of people who are refugees around the world. They've left everything behind them, but they hold the hope, despite everything, day in, day out, of rediscovering the hope of a decent life in their countries of origin. Congo endorses the statement delivered by Burkina Faso on behalf of the African group, and we thank the High Commissioner for his detailed statement as well. Vice President, this year's session is once again being held against a very difficult backdrop, which is characterized by an almost global economic crisis and which has been exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic, the ravages of which have unfortunately not spared refugees. My government has launched a mass vaccination campaign to fight against this pandemic, and refugees have signed up in numbers to that campaign. Thus far, around 4,000 have been vaccinated. Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished participants, we have seen a renewed increase of violence and persecution around the world. The resulting effects compel more and more men, women and children to take the path of exile, causing mass displacements. The Republic of Congo hosts around 5,000 nationals of the Central African Republic who, between December of last year and January of this, crossed the border into my country, legitimately seeking international protection. Thus, their number adds to that of the first waves that we've been hosting since 2013. They're fleeing from the theatres of armed violence in the Central African Republic. Thus, Congo has honoured its international obligations by recognising their refugee status prima facie on the 7th of May 2021, just as we did for the first waves all those years ago. Currently, my country hosts 50,773 refugees and asylum seekers from 23 different countries. This time last year, we had 43,000 roughly, so an increase of almost 8,000. In light of all the above, we cannot underscore enough that time has come for strengthening our assistance through additional political will. And thus we reiterate our call to international community to find long-lasting solutions to humanitarian crises. Our presence here today at this forum reflects my country's commitment to finding a collective solution to this problem. Thus, we join the Democratic Republic of Congo's call for tripartite meetings. Congo, in keeping with its tradition of hospitality and its policy to host refugees, is constantly making efforts to provide assistance to refugees, and this includes by strengthening our legal framework in the area of international protection. Along the same lines, in order to prevent cases of statelessness, my country has established a national policy for civil registration. This includes notably by setting up ancillary civil registry offices in health facilities and creating the National Coordinating Committee on Civil Registration. It's the same humanitarian spirit which has led my country to include refugees in projects to provide temporary financial support to vulnerable and poor households called Lisungwi. So, on the 13th of April of this year, a memorandum of understanding was signed with a representative of the High Commissioner of the United Nations for Refugees in our country. Madam Vice President, we wish to express our gratitude to donors and other humanitarian actors. And at the same time, we are most satisfied with our hitherto harmonious cooperation with the country office of the UNHCR in the Republic of Congo. This cooperation and support is something which we hope will endure so that we can provide relief and restore hope to the women and men who live in such vulnerable conditions. In addition, we wish to seek various forms of support from the UNHCR as we try to find long-lasting solutions to the situation of refugees who found shelter in our country. Thank you very much. I thank you.